This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a military research contract announced this week, ordinarily not all that notable. Pentagon contracts are, of course, the coin of the realm in a certain slice of this economy. This one, though, is worth a mention because it went to Howard University in Washington, D.C., $90 million to research military applications of autonomous technology. It makes Howard the first historically black institution to get this kind of military research contract, and it comes amid a bigger push to fund more research at HBCUs in general. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that one.
HBCUs were originally founded as teaching institutions to focus on black students.
At a time when most other institutions would not.
Dominique Baker is a professor of education policy at Southern Methodist University. She points out as other predominantly white institutions evolved to include research, HBCUs were systematically underfunded, which made it harder to establish doctoral programs, pay for state-of-the-art equipment, and attract talent.
It created a cycle where it was more difficult for HBCUs as institutions to be able to set up research teams, research centers.
This new contract for Howard is a big step towards recognizing that HBCUs can and should be bigger contributors to research, says Ivory Tolson, National Director of Education, Innovation, and Research for the NAACP. He's also a professor at Howard.
If research is dominated by a certain type of institution, we end up having research that don't really reflect everything that the United States has to offer.
Many federal and state grants require universities to be what's known as an R1 institution in order to be considered for funding. There are currently no HBCUs with that designation.
The path to R1 is not necessarily simple or clear.
Sarah Gast is with the American Council on Education, which determines whether a school receives the R1 classification, and notes the methodology looks at 10 variables and rewards high levels of spending on scientific research.
It's a little bit like a decathlon. You have to kind of show up on all 10 variables in order to do well in the methodology.
Gass says the ACE wants to make the methodology more inclusive, and that grants like the one from the Department of Defense are key to building the kind of capacity that can make HBCUs contenders for R1 status. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.